This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Hope for a deal to get 50 hostages released by Hamas being floated by the Qatari prime minister.
When you come closer to the goal, you feel your confidence levels are increasing, and we hope that we are reaching to that point.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and the United States and Israel are trying to dampen expectations for the deal. Also, top foreign policy officials from the Palestinian Authority, four Muslim-majority countries, scheduled to visit China on Monday. Officials will include the foreign ministers of the Palestinian Authority and the West Bank, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, and Indonesia, and the Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Myanmar refugees now living in India have described on Sunday their harrowing experiences during a recent upsurge in fighting between ethnic minority insurgent groups and the country's military junta.
Some people are very scared and hiding inside the houses, even though they are breaking their door and let them to come out. In that time, it's very worse.
In late October, three ethnic minority insurgent groups launched what they call Operation 1027. That's the date the offensive began, to take on junta troops near Myanmar's border with China. The Ukrainian army said Sunday that it has pushed Russian forces back 3 to 8 kilometers from the banks of the Dnieper River, which, if confirmed, would be the first meaningful advance by Kyiv's forces months into its counteroffensive. This is VOA News. About 3,000 mostly Ukrainian trucks are stuck on the Polish side of the border as of Sunday morning due to a more than 10-day blockade by Polish truckers, according to Ukrainian authorities. Polish truckers earlier this month blocked roads to 3 border crossings with Ukraine. They're protesting against what they see as government inaction over a loss of business to foreign competitors since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 22. Voters in Argentina headed to the polls Sunday in a presidential runoff election that will determine whether or not the country will take a shift to the right. Argentina is South America's second largest economy. Populist Javier Milei is an upstart candidate, got his start on television making, he was a talking head. He's a self-described anarcho-capitalist, is facing the economy minister, Sergio Mesa, of the Patronist Party, a leading force in Argentine politics for decades. Thousands of detainees across Nigeria have been released from prison in an effort to tackle overcrowding. The interior minister made that announcement on social media. The move marks part of a drive by Nigerian President Bola Tinubu, who was elected earlier this year to decongest Nigeria's overpopulated prisons. Pakistan's government began deporting Afghans who had been living illegally in the country. Hundreds of thousands of people have since crossed back into Afghanistan and are now living in makeshift camps near the border. These families say they need shelter and jobs as the winter is approaching. The VOA Afghan service has the story narrated by Elizabeth Cherneff.
Taliban officials in Buldak district of southern Kandahar province say that more than 100,000 refugees have returned home to Afghanistan from Pakistan. The United Nations says that number is much higher, closer to 350,000. Some of these returnees say that they left everything behind.
It was very unfair to us. We left our houses and businesses behind. We have lost everything.
Some of the returned families live in this makeshift camp. They want Afghanistan's ruling Taliban government and the international community to help them with housing and jobs. For VOA's Afghan service, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
And finally,
the new Miss Universe is
in San Salvador on Saturday, the 72nd Miss Universe contest. Miss Nicaragua was the winner.